Czech president Václav Klaus has become the face of a media campaign questioning the impact of global warming. The campaign is run by free market think tank Heartland Institute. It features pictures of Václav Klaus and former US Vice President Al Gore under the headline "Global Warming is No Crisis." It also draws attention to Mr. Klaus's speech that is to take place in 2 weeks' time at the UN Conference on Global Warming. Ruth Frankova spoke to Tom Swiss of the Heartland Institute and started by asking about the campaign's aim.
The ad campaign is focused around the central idea that global warming is not a crisis. We acknowledge that global warming exists, and it exists at about 1 degree per century. Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth, created a lot of fear and hysteria, and we're challenging Al Gore to a debate on the science, because his science is very weak.
Why did you choose the Czech president to feature in your campaign?
President Klaus has been a big defender of freedom. He understands the idea that a big government oppression destroys communities. When government gets into control something, individual incentive of the entrepreneurial spirit is just killed. President Klaus has understood for a long time that this debate on global warming is exactly bringing big government back in. So we reached out to him because he is a great spokesperson and a real hero. I think the Czech Republic should be very proud to have him as a president.
How many Americans do you think actually know who Václav Klaus is?
Well, the news campaign runs in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the Washington Times. And they're all to the business leaders of America. So these are the people that are the most highly educated, the upper-level executives. And I think a significant percentage of them know who Václav Klaus is.
Do you think that this campaign can affect Americans' views of the Czech Republic?
I hope so. President Klaus is demonstrating some significant leadership on this issue. And in politics, when someone does that, they open themselves up to an amazing amount of criticism. So I think the American spirit is kind of entrepreneurial, and I think they'll respect a leader that actually stands up for a position and speaks clearly on it. So I think the United States will see that President Klaus is a leader in the position and have a lot of respect for the Czech Republic because of that.
Okay, and my last question is, I read that the Czech environmental group Hnutí Duha said earlier this week that the Heartland Institute was sponsored by ExxonMobil. Is that right?
No, I don't know where they get that. The ad campaign is supported by business leaders. We have 1,500 individuals that support us. There is no energy producer money spent. In fact, all of our donations that come from energy producers is less than 4%. I'd like to challenge them and say where they came up with that information, because that's not accurate.
That was Tom Swiss of the Heartland Institute talking to Ruth Frankova.